on a cold, rainy night in a practically empty city auditorium, congressional candidates can agree on a few things. Washington is broken and they are the solution. Hoosier small businesses are the future of job growth. And the Affordable Care Act did a few good things and a few bad things. It was this last topic that elicited the strongest response from the 5th District incumbent Congresswoman and her hopeful challengers. Republican Susan Brooks has served one term in Washington, and she says the national law requiring health insurance needs to be repealed.
With all of the taxes, with all of the rules and regulations, and all of the companies falling out of the exchanges, we are not giving Hoosiers and Americans enough choice.
Democrat Angela Demery does not want to repeal the Affordable Care Act, although she admits that it needs some work.
Now, the Affordable Care Act was supposed to be just that, affordable, but I am not for repealing the Affordable Care Act and pulling the rug out from underneath our hardworking Hoosiers who have health insurance and oftentimes for the very first time.
Libertarian Matt Whitliff, as a representative of a party who does not like government rules and regulations, takes a middling position. He says healthcare is broken, but repealing the law outright would be irresponsible.
Billions and billions and billions of dollars have been invested and people would be left in a situation that would be even worse. But we absolutely do need to make smart reforms. And ultimately, we need to move our healthcare system back to much more of a free market approach.
All three candidates say it is their own parties that can fix the gridlock in Congress by leading the charge for bipartisanship. In Anderson, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.